So welcome to today's guided visualization meditation. It is Sunday, February 12th, 2017. And in the background here in my neighborhood, I hear the crow of a chicken or a rooster, I should say. The water rushing behind me. Plenty of rain. And if you could just tune into your own surroundings with that same centeredness of just noticing. Taking a few deep breaths, bringing your awareness to what's going on in your environment, even though you are right here, working your way into your heart. For me, I'm also noticing the sound of, maybe it's an aircraft, noticing my body being supported by my chair. I'm noticing the cool air as I breathe in to my lungs. And I invite you to bring each breath deeper into your body, bringing it all the way down to your belly if you can. If you need to place, you know, one hand on your heart to find your center and the other on your belly. Find that rhythm of your breath, that deep welcoming in of the oxygen. And as those external sounds and experiences that are catching our attention start to just soften a bit as you focus more on your own being, your heart beat, your breath, your body being supported by whatever it is supported. Just welcome yourself to this moment, to this intention of being present with you. With this meditative journey we are taking. And I invite you as well to set an intention of some kind. It doesn't need to be a huge, you know, I want to win the lottery kind of intention. But perhaps something you would like to get out of this meditation, or something you would like to intend for this meditation, for this time that you are spending with yourself. And as you continue to relax into your present moment, bringing awareness to you, to your intention, I invite you to open your heart to divine love consciousness. And I use that term, love consciousness, to really be as inclusive as well as specific as possible. If that translates for you to some kind of higher source, and that's where you feel most resonance and joy, then you can replace that word or that intention with whatever that connection is that meets you. And for me personally, I'm not only coming in to this journey, to this meditative state, but in doing so, I'm also really needing, it feels like, to ground into the earth. So my feet are really holding, you know, this stance as I'm sitting, where each foot is really nicely placed on the earth. Now, again, in other meditations, I don't often direct specific needs to sit in any particular way. And I'm not going to do this here, but just notice, what is it that you are needing in this way? Do you need to feel more grounded? Do you want to feel more light and open to the heavens? Or do you want to try to allow for all of that to happen simultaneously? So just paying attention. What am I needing? Do I need to sit up straight? Do I need to have my eyes closed? Do I need to take a few more deep breaths? This is your experience. I simply hold space for you as I offer suggestions and guidance, as if we are going on a little tour somewhere, right? And as we are traveling together, and I'm pointing out, oh, look over here, check out the trees behind me. Notice the bird singing. You might notice some pebbles. You might really be drawn to some sounds. So allow for that. There's no hurry or have to. So today we are going to kind of explore this letting go into what is resonating for me in releasing, for this time being, the have-tos. And sometimes those have-tos feel very benign, right? I have to place one foot on either side of me to really anchor my body today, right? That could feel like a have-to. Or it can feel like I'm being guided and this feels appropriate, and so I'm going to. So feel into. Feel into where you're being guided and recognize the choice. Releasing the belief or the have to. And on this journey, as we travel together, feel free to meander, to go find another path. If something draws your attention, go explore that. So if you could do a scan, perhaps at the top, starting at the top of your head, and find any areas in your body that are asking for your attention. Just do a scan. Perhaps you're going to start at your head and you're going to say, oh, I'm noticing there's a little bit of tightness, a little tenderness that might be perceived as a headache. Just notice it. Bring your attention to that area. And then ask, is there anything that I'm being guided to do about this particular area? And if the answer is no, it was just something to bring your awareness to, then you can proceed with the scan. And if you're being guided that perhaps, oh yes, go ahead and place your hand on this particular area. Take some deep breaths into that area. Hold space and send love to that area. And again, just go with what you are being guided to do. And sometimes when we are doing this sort of a scan, and especially around the head, we can often get caught up with thoughts. Right? And if that happens, you can again just like notice, oh, there goes a thought. And notice if there's any shoulds around that thought. Oh, I should have let the dogs out. Oh, I should have gone to the bathroom first. Oh, I should be more present with Veronica right now. Just notice. And every time there is any kind of a should that arises, just, again, notice and hold space for and say, oh, there was a should. I'm feeling a have to. Continue the scan wherever you are in your body. And just noticing, is anything hurting? Is anything tingling? Is anything relaxing to the degree that your attention is amazed at, wow, this feels really good right here? And as you're going through this scan, note that we have joined together as a group. There are several of us right now who are coming together. So if there are any areas that you feel could use some extra support, some extra holding, whether it's a physical discomfort, or a mental spinning, or any kind of, you know, this is something that's come to my attention and I feel like it could be held and supported and loved by others. So if that is the case with any of your perceptions or things that arise, set your intention to offer up that item to the group, to this collective meditation. And for those of us here, whether we are offering up something or not, set the intention to love and hold space for whatever has been offered up by any one of us. You are not needing to fix. You don't even need to participate. There's no have to. Again, maybe you're off wandering in the woods somewhere on your part of the journey. But if you are traveling with us, and we've taken a little bit of a pause along our journey, and somebody has thrown out this place of worry or woundedness or stuckness or whatever it might be, then let's just huddle around and offer love. We acknowledge whatever it is. We don't have to know what that is. We acknowledge that place in each of us that can feel stuck or wounded or just in need of support. Yes. And I love and send love to that. And to you who has brought it. And as you're doing this, just notice if anything comes up for you in terms of maybe your mind is thinking, well, I don't know what that thought is. I don't know what their issue is. Or, okay, I can do this, and just be. So I'm going to invite you to continue and complete the scan to see if there are any last bits that wants your attention. Now I'm going to invite you to think of the one thing, and there may be many, but maybe just start with one, right? One thing that you feel like you have to do. And whether that have to do is I have to take care of my children. I have to contribute to the betterment of the world. I have to eat today. I have to go to the bathroom. What is that have to? And my sense is I have to go to the bathroom is probably not on that list. What is that feeling that's kind of there in you that is feeling like I have to? And just look at that. I have to make money. I have to go to the doctor and get my mammogram. I have to find my purpose. I have to get well. What I want you to do for a moment is recognize the strength and the belief and the pull of that have to. And you might notice all the stories. Well, of course I have to pay my rent. Because if I don't pay my rent, I'm going to get kicked out. And if I get kicked out, I probably won't have a place to live. And of course I have to be well. If I'm not well, then I can't do my work and I can't live to my capacity and, right? Just bring it up. There's your have to, the big have to. Deep breath around this. Now, leave that have to. Maybe imagine it as this big ball that's right in front of you. And I'm going to ask you to just push that ball away, maybe as far as your arms can go, right? Pushing it out. And then let it go as if it's just going to float in space and step back just a bit, maybe 2 or 3 feet. Now there's your have to, spinning like a globe. Maybe 3 or 4 feet in front of you. And now just walk around this have to, keeping your distance, keeping the space between you and that have to. And I want you to feel whatever comes up for you as you've distanced yourself from this have to. Are you worried about letting go of responsibility to it? Is there a sense of I have space? Are there new perspectives that you can start to see and gain as you walk around this have to? If you can, and if there are any noticeable ties or cords connected into that have to, if you feel tethered to it as you are walking around it and as you are observing it, I invite you to go ahead and pull any cords out. And they might be in the heart, they might be in your head, they might be in your gut, right? So just start pulling them out of your system. And if you need to, get some scissors and cut right through, releasing yourself of any ties to that have to whatsoever. Our children are our responsibility. And when a mother births a child, there is a literal cord. Because for 9 months or so, she has had to completely, truly support the life force in this being. And once it has developed to a state of readiness to emerge, soon after, that cord is disconnected, right? And the mother can then use another way to feed the child, right? It could be at her breast. It could be with a bottle. So you don't have to be connected with this really intense and yet vital cord to feed your have to. You can simply cut it, step back, give it some space, and still be responsible for it. Still take care of whatever you have to do, right? So just breathe into that perspective. Now what I'd like you to do is you tap into divine love consciousness again, your higher source, your guides, whatever it is that you feel comfortable drawing on. Ask, what are my choices and or obligations around this have to? Is it as detrimental as I believe? Or are there alternatives in which I can perceive my relationship to this have to, or even the have to itself? What is here for me? What do I need to know? What perceptions could be replaced? What new perspectives could I take? You can even ask energetically, in this place of love consciousness, the first question could be, is this truly a have to? Because my guess is you didn't put breathing in the center of this intention right now. You did not put, I have to breathe. There may be some other really important have-tos that came up for you that feel really intense. But just ask, is this truly a have-to? Or is it, it would be nice if, it would make my life easier if, I would experience more joy, or at least I perceive that I will experience more joy. It'll take a load off my mind. But is it truly a have-to? And if it's not absolutely a truly have-to, like breathing, and if you have been able to take on some other words, I invite you to start creating some new sentences around that relationship, around that have to. So again, I'll throw out some suggestions and you can listen to your guides. It would be so much easier if, it would be nice, I would feel far more free if I didn't have to. Now feel your body in relation to these newer statements. Check to see if there are any cords still attached. And if there are, again, just cut those away. And as we come to the close of this journey together, You have a couple of choices here. You could imagine leaving the have to, setting it down somewhere in the woods for it to be held and loved by the earth for a while. You can look around the path and maybe there's a basket there, and you can place the have to in the basket. You can take the have to and offer it up to the heavens, into the hands of the divine. And of course, you are more than welcome to grab that thing, snatch it up, and put it right back where it started. That's absolutely your choice. My recommendation would not be to do that, because you feel so yummy right now without that heaviness of the have to. But again, you're at free will. It is your choice. And I want you to laugh at this tendency that we have, that you have, to engage so completely with your have to's. Give it a little bit of humor. Sprinkle it with laughter. And now we are coming to the completion of our journey. And if you are off in the woods and want to go play for longer, then by all means do that. If you are smelling some roses or sitting up in a tree or whatever you're doing, if you want to stay, by all means do so. If you want to return, then find your body once again. Perhaps you begin by wiggling your fingers, stretching out your neck, returning to a normal breathing or a deep breath to bring that air back into your lungs, reinvigorating you. Maybe clear your throat. You can touch any part of your body that helps wake you up. Open your eyes, come fully back. And know that you can do this similar meditation whenever it is that you want to create some space between you and your have-tos. And with that, have a beautiful, abundant day. Enjoy the rest of whatever it is of your day. For some of you, it might be quite short because it's evening. And for the others, you've got the whole rest of it in front of you. So namaste and love to all of you.